जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट नंबर 56 अर्थे ही अविद्यमानेपि संस्मृतिर्न विद्यते निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने नार्थगमो यथा अर्थे ही अविद्यमानेपि संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने नार्थगमो यथा अर्थे ही अविद्यमानेपि संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने नार्थगमो यथा अर्थे ही अविद्यमानेपि संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते। स्वप्नेनार्थगमो यथा अर्थे ही अविद्यमानेपि संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते। ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्नेनार्थगमो यथा। माताजी, अर्थे ही अविद्यमानेपि निवर्तते। ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्नेनार्थगमो यथा। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग्स। अर्थे इन ट्रूथ ही सर्टेनली अविद्यमाने नॉट एग्जिस्टिंग अपि इवन दो संस्मृति ही मटीरियल एग्जिस्टेंस न निवर्तते डज नॉट स्टॉप। ध्यायतः वन हु इज मेडिटेटिंग विषयान ऑन द ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ सेंस ग्रैटिफिकेशन अस्य फॉर हिम स्वप्ने इन अ ड्रीम अनर्थ ऑफ अनवांटेड थिंग्स आगमः द कमिंग यथा जस्ट एज। Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. For one who is meditating on sense gratification, material life, although lacking factual existence, does not go away, just as the unpleasant experiences of a dream do not. Purport. One may object that if Lord Krishna insists that material life is false, then why should one endeavor to stop it? The Lord therefore explains here that although not factual, material life stubbornly continues for one addicted to sense gratification, just as a frightening dream continues for one merged in sleep. The word avidyamana, not existing, means that material life is based on mental concoction in which one thinks, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a doctor, I am a senator, I am a street sweeper, and so on. A conditioned soul enthusiastically performs his activities based on the imaginary identification with the body. Thus, although the spirit soul exists and the body exists, the false identification with the body does not exist. Material life based on a false idea has no factual existence. After one awakens from a dream, the dim reflection of the dream may linger in one's memory. Similarly, one engaging in devotional service of the Lord may be troubled sometimes with the dim reflection of sinful life. One should therefore become strong in Krishna consciousness by hearing the Lord's instructions to Sri Uddhav. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते कोपेश गोपिकाकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वेलकम एवरीबडी टू मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। This is one of the few rare occasions in the stay back when different devotees get to speak. I was researching our temple website for seeing which lectures I have given. It is just about 4 or 5 lectures. One was in 2011, and the last one was in 2013, roughly 6 years back. So I solicit your blessings that I can speak something in line with Guru Shishya Parampara, which is beneficial and inspiring to you and as a service and purifying for myself also. So we see, can somebody, how much time do, till what time I need to speak? 9:15 to 9:30, okay. It's important. Yesterday I was not knowing, so I just better to ask. So this verse basically talks with about not meditating on sense gratification, about futility of material life, and something about dream. So we will cover these three things. We'll start with material life, how people in this world are trying to enjoy. Then we'll see how it is all a dream, not factual. And then we'll see how not to meditate on sense gratification, which is, in fact, when I saw this verse, I thought it is just for me. Many a times I feel speakers are given verses which are according to their psychophysical condition. So we'll see how not to meditate on that. So one time, there was a person who stole something. So he was taken to the king and he was told that there are 3 types of punishments we have. You can choose which one to take because you have stolen something. So they offered him the options. You can drink 5 kg of ghee or take 50 dandas or pay 50,000 rupees. So the person evaluated that drinking ghee is nourishing compared to taking 50 dandas. So then he opted for the first option. And then after drinking 1 or 2 liters, he felt almost a vomiting feeling and he could not continue. So he said, I'll opt for the second option. I will take 50 dandas. So after 5 or 10, he said, "Bas, I cannot take dandas anymore. Stop. This is too much hurting." So then finally he said, "I will go earn 50,000 and pay the fine." So we see over here that he ultimately tried to enjoy or reduce as much as possible, but he ended up suffering in all the 3 types of punishment. So people in this world try to enjoy at all costs. There were 3 friends one time and they stole sweet rice one time. And they were it was kind of Sharad Purnima sweet rice, you can say. So they decided amongst themselves that they can sleep, and one who has the best dream will get to have that sweet rice. So all the three of them slept. Next morning they woke up and they started describing. The first one described, "Oh, you know, I was in Brahma Loka and Lord Brahma was, he embraced me, he was showing me around his Brahma Loka, and it was such a divine dream." The second one thought that I have to also say. Immediately he mentioned, "Stop, it's not so big. I was in Shiva Loka and I was shaking hands with Lord Shiva and he was showing me around his planet." And the third one said, "Problem is, last night Hanumanji came in my dream and he had his gada and he told that if you don't drink this sweet rice right now, then I will destroy you. So then I told Hanumanji that these two friends of mine, they are also, they have to enjoy. But he had very red eyes and he told me that drink it right now." So the friends asked, "Hope you did not drink." Said, "What can I do? His eyes were very red, so I had to drink it." So in this way, men in this world are trying to enjoy the sweet rice of this material world with their senses, but it is all mixed up with particles of sand, grains of sand. One of the Sanskrit mantras, it says, there are five types of living entities whose five senses are fully functional, one each. Patanga, Matanga, Kuranga, Meena and Bhringa. Patanga is a moth. His eyes are very much active. In the sense, he is very much attracted to light, sense of sight. Patanga. Matanga is the elephant. His sense of touch is very, very much prominent. And in fact, we see that how Patanga, he flies into the fire and gets burnt, just getting attracted to that light. Matanga, elephants are caught by having a female elephant nearby and then he falls into the ditch. Kuranga is the deer. What I have heard is that the hunter plays a flute and then the deer with glaring eyes just stops everything with his ears open, keeps listening to the nice music and then he gets caught by the hunter. Meena is the fish. Fish also, just to eat something, he gets caught in the hook and loses its life. And Bhringa is the bee. His sense of smell is so strong. So it just gets trapped in the lotus flower, smelling the lotus flower, drinking the honey. And the lotus closes at night in the evening and it gets caught in the flower and dies. One time there was a king. This king's name was Harshashoka. And one astrologer, a rishi, came to him and told the king, "Show me your palm. I will tell something." This was a rishi. So then he saw the lifeline of Harshashoka king. And then he said, "O king, within 1 week you are about to leave your body, you are about to die." So this king started crying tears. "Oh, how it's possible, it's my big kingdom is there and I have to leave everything. So please tell something by which I'll be happy." So then the rishi said, "Don't worry, after leaving your body you will go to Swarga Loka, higher planets, more enjoyment. Nice sense gratification." So the king was very happy. But then the astrologer said, "But there will be some mosquitoes over there which will sometimes bite you." So Harshashoka again started crying tears very heavily. "So much enjoyment and mosquitoes will be troubling me." So then astrologer said, but you can get a mosquito net over there, don't worry. So then he was again satisfied. And just again astrologer said, there is a small problem, that mosquito net will have a small hole in it. So king again started crying that, you are always adding more and more troubles. Tell me some final solution. So then the rishi said, don't worry, just carry a small needle with you and a thread and you will be able to stitch that hole. So the king was overjoyed, only to realize that in this material world we can't even take a pin with us to our next destination. So we see that nothing material can eternally help us. We need to engage this temporary world, temporary body, in the service of eternal. Now we'll see how this material life is just like a dream. I was reading one book by Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, Spiritual Warrior. In that book he mentions there are few types of dreams. One category is called as physiological dream. Physiological dream means, of course we don't give so much importance to dreams, but just to have some additional information. So he says that it's something like whatever we have some physical simulations, like some, if a bell is ringing, then in the dream we see some train is going or mobile is ringing. It's related to the outside world. Sometimes even I have experienced, we are sleeping in the temple hall and 4:20 the lights are turned on, these big chandeliers, very abruptly. And if we are too tired, then sometimes I see that sun is risen. In my dream I am seeing such a big huge sun is risen. And if I don't rise by that time, then they start throwing this broomsticks and dabba and all that, so that we wake up to realize that it's not the sun, it's the light. So it is called something like a outside simulation. It affects our dreams. Sometimes you are sleeping with your hands tied and you feel that some weight is there on, you see that in the dream. It's actually a physical thing which is affected. Second is subconscious thoughts which we have during our waking up situation. When we are awake, we have some fears, some insecurities, and maybe like many types of mental insecurities. We may feel fearful of losing a job, or we may have, so all that also comes in the dream. Third type of dreams are the conscious thoughts which we have during the waking up time. It is seen that few scientists have actually discovered solutions to their problems in this life in their dreams. There was a scientist called Kekule. He was wondering about the benzene ring, how it is and what is the structure, because they were not. So in the dream he saw a snake biting its tail, and basically he slept on that thought and he came up with the benzene hexagonal structure. Similarly, there is a case of Mendeleev's periodic table. He was trying to classify the elements in particular way, and he was not able to find out. He wrote the names of elements on cards and he slept on the table itself. In the dreams he saw that cards arranged themselves according to their weight and mass. So few examples like this. Ramanujam, a mathematician, it is said that he also got many formulas. He mentions it that, I don't remember the name of, some goddess used to reveal to him mathematical formulas. So these are the conscious thoughts which we have in our dreams, which come into the in our waking state, they come into the dreaming state. And some other type of dreams are working out our karma. If we have some karma is pending, that also comes through the dreams. And finally, there are spiritual dreams, which are very different from all other, these three types of dreams, where you see spiritual master, or like Madhavendra Puri, he got a dream from Gopalji that I am hidden in the mountain. Or Srila Prabhupada, many a times, first of all, he was getting dreams of his Guru Maharaj telling take sannyas. And when he was on the boat, yesterday somebody mentioned that he also got a dream that Krishna told that now I have taken control of the boat. We see, I put this in a Google, not Google, Vedabase search about dream, just I put that word. Prabhupada is mentioning that a dream is a dream, it's a sleeping dream, and this life is a waking dream. And I was wondering why Prabhupada is mentioning that this life is also a dream. And then Prabhupada explains that as soon as, I'm just paraphrasing, as soon as I give up this body, all my factory, businesses, skyscraper building, all finished. So he's saying that the night dream lasts for a few hours, and this daydream, it lasts for few years, 50 years or so. And then Prabhupada is saying that so we need to engage, we need some engagement in the dream situation which will take us to our factual or permanent engagement. He is saying exactly in his words, I being reality and eternal, I will have to find out my eternal engagement. Now the question starts over here, that what is factual engagement and how do we overcome our conditionings in that factual engagement, as the purport over here says, that some dreams may just linger around. So one of the examples given, I was hearing one lecture by Radha Gopinath Prabhu, he was saying, just like in a prison, prisoners are there and they are observed. And once they start following the rules properly of the prison, then they are slowly given higher and higher positions, like they become in charge of few prisoners and that's how they are finally liberated from the prison. So similarly, in this material world, Prabhupada mentions in Bhagavad Gita that this is Maithunya Agar. This is a prison house. It is shackles of sense gratification. And each and every one, every bird, every animal, even plant species and human beings are actually this is very difficult to follow what it's saying, Dhyayato Vishyan. It's the third line over here. It's easy to write, easy to say, easy to repeat. It's very, very difficult, at least for conditioned souls to follow. That, and it is mentioned in the translation that until we stop that, material life does not stop. Although it is not factual, we'll have to continuously take births. Somebody was telling me an example. There was this Christian preacher, and a man came to him and asked him that, I want to give up drinking. So, can you suggest me? It's very difficult. The Christian preacher just said, oh, it's very easy. As easy as opening your hand. He said, opening my hand? Yes. So then he asked how. The preacher said, you have to open the hand at the right time. He said, what is the right time? The right time the preacher said, is when you have the glass and it's going to your mouth or the bottle, you have to open your hand at that time. So of course it's very easy to say that. It's very easy to open the hand. But the conviction is difficult. Most of us, in fact, even in some of my friends, two, three different people were telling me, each one of us know how to give up this. I mean, what is the process? We have to engage in chanting, we have to absorb in the deities, absorb in seva. We know what's the process. But to follow the process or to have the conviction to give up that, that is more important. I will just narrate a personal example, but it will have a purport. I was admitted to hospital once, and then they gave me an IV. Initial, the first protocol is they just put something. And I started all of a sudden feeling very kind of, I thought I am temple sick. I am feeling very lonely and I was not able to explain why, what's happening. I'm such a big adult and why am I not able to, I'm feeling right in this place. And then I pressed the bell, told the nurse, remove this for some time. I started walking in the corridors in that hospital. And then after some time, nurse came and said, don't move around so much now. Just put that IV again. And then, so I didn't realize what was happening. Why this thing? In the morning, another nurse came and I explained my symptoms that this thing when you put, I feel very restless. What is, then she asked me, you have difficulty in breathing with this? I said, yes, exactly. I'm feeling some weight on my chest. So then she said, you should have told this before. I said, why? She said that this yellow colored IV, it has that side effect in some people. So if you don't tell us before, then I said, what will happen if I don't, because I didn't know. Nobody told me that. There's a side effect is the breathing might get affected. She said that we could have changed it to a white colored liquid. I don't know what is that yellow IV or white, but then she said some patients have that. So what I want to say, the purport is, although the difficulty was in breathing, but I interpreted it as restlessness or something else. So unless we are knowing exactly what is my conditioning. Everyone has a very personal, very particular conditioning. Each one is different. Each one has a different karma. And one has to clearly know what are the problems and issues I have. We can't, as Prabhupada, in one of the purports I had read many years back, but I am not able to trace it now. He says somewhere that we all as devotees or as spiritualists, we are flying together like birds of a feather. And those birds, by flying together, can inspire each other. But everybody has to ultimately fly on their own strength. They cannot depend on other bird, or they cannot sit on other bird and the other bird will fly for them. I remember from this, my father used to tell me in childhood, ki if I get hurt or if I have a fever, he used to say, beta, jo fever hai, even if main tumse kitna bhi prem karun, I cannot, ultimately suffering is yours. I cannot take that suffering. So whatever conditioning we have, even if somebody can, they cannot take our conditionings from us. We have to work on them. So, as Chaitanya Charanpru says, that bhakti is not about doing some ritual. It is about making our mind spiritual. He plays with words like that. And for every no we say to the sense objects or these thoughts, for every no, there immediately has to be a yes for some form of devotional service. That is more important than saying no. So the willpower which we use is not so much for saying a no. It is to connect ourselves to Krishna. To connect ourselves to, that is the real will, where we have to engage our willpower. As it is said, a drinker takes a drink, then the drink takes the drink, and finally the drink takes the drinker. So, we see that conditionings, they just go on expanding more and more. If we don't work on them, it's like a snowball effect. It is very small in the beginning, starts rolling. You can press that small thing with your feet, but in course of time, it becomes a big snowball and it can knock you over. The whole person can be knocked over. It can knock over buildings and trees. Small things like we may feel 1 hour of internet surfing every day, not a big thing. 24 hours are there. But in a long run, the total amount of time which is wasted is huge. Very much huge. Just like these dreams we were talking about. 1/3 of life, person is sleeping. So, if we don't use, so this is the daydreaming, this is the waking up dream, we have to try to use that in Krishna consciousness. And how do we do that? It is said that we have to empower our positive side. How do we do that? Basically, association. We see the billboards and all the media, everything is bombarding us with sense gratification. So we have to choose what is the right association. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, in one example, he quotes, he went somewhere and they were served some prasad, and then at the end the host came and said that there is this dessert, and he said it's called baklava. The name itself sounded very much different, and it was out of India, in Australia. So then the name itself suggested maybe some non-veg item or something. Baklava, what is that? And then so he said, no, it's okay, I don't need that, it's fine. And then few devotees, they were eating that baklava with lot of taste. Yummy. It was like very nice sweet. It is some Arabian sweet or something. I saw it finally on the internet. It's something like a cake. Even I had not heard about it. And then seeing those other devotees, he also said, okay, get me also one. So this is what is association. If we have the right association, we also try to get those qualities. Just like one time, a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada. He said that, Srila Prabhupada, you are doing so much austerities. You have told your disciples to follow so many principles. No tea, no coffee. What if at the end of your life, you come to know, I mean, he is just suggesting, you come to know that there is no Krishna. There is no spiritual world. Then all your austerities are a waste. All this troublesome material life, all the restrictions and no's. Srila Prabhupada said, agreed. Just for a argument's sake, for a suggestion, if we say that there is No spiritual world, no spiritual life. And then he said, still, we ate good food, we had nice darshan of deities, we had association of people who are trying to give up negative qualities, vices, they are trying to develop humility, they are trying to develop good qualities. In the material world we see that people are encouraged to have negative qualities. In fact, in movies, even mothers tell that हमारे लड़के को बहुत गुस्सा आता है, ऐसा चीज किया तो. So that kid also feels, मुझे भी बहुत गुस्सा आता है. So he is kind of encouraged in their negative qualities. But we had good association. And then Prabhupada went on to tell that, ask that reporter, what if you come to know at the end of your life that there is a spiritual life? Then you have missed out on prasad. You have done all the materialistic activities. You have not had any chance for spiritual life. You have not heard the nice kirtans, nice philosophy of life, where we can tolerate, at least it is said that pain is compulsory but suffering is optional. So all this philosophy people have not heard. So finally, at the end, materialistic people, they are not going to get Krishna, they are going to continue in this species of life. Just like Shankaracharya says, punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jathare shainam iha sansare bahu dustare kripya pare pahi murare. He's saying birth and birth after birth we are going into the wombs of mothers. There is a story. One time a person, he had his grandchildren, and the grandchildren sent him to Tirth Yatra just to get detached from material life. So then the sadhu who was going with him, he saw that this businessman who he is accompanying on the yatra, he is not at all interested in any spiritual life. In fact, the sadhu was going almost getting frustrated that this man is too materialistic. So finally, just last point, he said, let us go to one place in Banaras called as Manikarnika Ghat. And just have, we'll, and from there, I also give up on you and we can come back to Mumbai. You can manage your business again. So this old businessman, when he was watching the dead bodies, Manikarnika Ghat in Banaras is a place where it is said the fire does not stop over there. I have been over there, I saw it. It's like one dead body comes and before it's the fire stops, another fire has started. It is so continuous. It is said that Lord Shiva over there, he mentions the name of Lord Ram in the years of passing soul, and that's how they get delivered. So many people come there to have the funeral pyre. So seeing that, the businessman, the old businessman who was very, very materialistic, he started crying tears. And as usual for the sadhus, they are just waiting for indications when a person is taking to spiritual life. The sadhu immediately came near him and said, what are your feelings? Why are you crying? What are your realizations? Finally, it seems some spiritual life thoughts are dawning on you. He said, no spiritual thoughts. Simple thoughts is that maine jindagi bhar kapde ka danda kiya, lakde ka danda karta tha, to kitna paisa milta tha. He thought that he should have been in the business of wood. So association is very important. One time, it was asked in one of the Bhagavatam classes that if association is everything, then we have seen many people who have been in association of devotees but still not become devotees. This was asked to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. I think it was by Anand Vrindavan Prabhu. And Maharaj said that in association of devotees, one also has to be humble, in a learning mood. Otherwise, it does not help. And lastly, one more thing which helps to divert our mind away from the thoughts of sense gratification is chanting the holy names. In Nectar of Instruction, the verse says, Tan nama roopa charitadi sitapya vidya pitta upatapta rasanasya na rochikanu kintva darad anudinam khalu saiva jushta swadvi kramada bhavati tadgad moolahantri. The name, Lord's form, Lord's name, Lord's form, His characteristics and pastimes, they are very sweet, sweet like sugar. But pitta upatapta rasanasya na rochikanu. If we have a disease of pitta, we do not taste that sweetness. It's like just like jaundice, the disease of bile. But kintvadarad, with respect, kintvadarad, anudinam, every day, we take this dose. Like Gaurang Prabhu gives this example. If a swimmer is swimming, to go ahead, he just has to do the same motions, same hands, same legs, nothing different. He doesn't have to start dancing basically. He has to just do the same actions. Or maybe we can say like cycling. You just cycle, you do the same things. So similarly, this chanting is like that. Sometimes we may not feel like doing that. But once we continue, then we see that slowly we start getting taste in that. And since this is the Damodar month, I would just like to add one small analogy in this. We talk about two fingers. Yashoda Mai was trying to tie Lord Krishna. So whatever these things we are trying to do, association, chanting, taking our mind away from sense gratification, saying a yes to Krishna and no to this. This is like the one finger from our side, what we are doing. And that is required to be done. Ultimately, it is Krishna's desire. One time, Prabhupada was asked, when will this desire for sense gratification go away? And Prabhupada said, it won't go away. And in the third or fourth time, he said, Govinda Ichha. So ultimately, it's Krishna's mercy, which we are hoping for, but we have to do our part in that. So I'll just summarize in few minutes that we initially saw how materialistic life does not give us complete satisfaction. In fact, it is as temporary as a dream. And we saw that Prabhupada is mentioning that as we have a dream at night, we should have a permanent engagement. We should use this body in this dream of this material world to get something permanent. And then we saw how we can have some things like association and chanting that way. So I would like to finish here. If there are any questions, I can answer. Otherwise, it's okay. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.